Thanks for contacting Crafty Video Membership. My name is Teresa. Can you please provide me with your email address?
Tell me your name again. I didn't catch it.
My name is Teresa.
Teresa, this is Jerry Holy in Houston, and I have just chatted with Joe there at your customer service place. And I called Joe about the fact that I did not think that I had a Craftsy account. And so I tried to start to set up a new account a couple of days ago. And when I tried to set up that account and place an order, it showed me that I had a couple of accounts. I thought the old accounts had all been erased, you know, blueprint and all of that. So I was going to set up a new account. So I asked Joe if he would look under my email address, both of them, and see if he could see what and erase those accounts so that I could start fresh. Joe assured me that I did not have an active account under either email address. So I told him I would go back on and I would set up a new account. He offered to help me with that, and I said, no, that's okay. I can set up an account. So, Teresa, I went back on. I clicked on log in, and my account under an old account under Georgia Tech 6 popped up. Mm-hmm. And it shows me an order I placed back in August of 2020. Mm-hmm. But it does not show me a new order that I tried to place a couple of days ago. I went ahead and did all the steps for setting up an order. I even gave a credit card number, but nothing happened with that.
Okay.
So I need to know if there are other accounts. I need to have this current account erased, and I need to know what happened to my order.
Okay. Give me just a second.
I can keep this current account because evidently the password works, but what happened to my order?
Okay, so what is the email address?
Georgia Tech 6, capital G, little A, capital T, the letter E, X, and the number 6 at AOL. Georgia Tech 6.
Okay.
Joe assured me that I did not have an account under that address, and it popped right up.
So it does say that the account is expired. So give me just a second, okay?
I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
It says that the account has expired.
But it pops up.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to pop up. Give me just a second. But it also, when you click on membership details, it says you have no active memberships. Find a membership term that works for you here.
Okay, I don't want a membership plan. I just want to order one class. And I tried to order a class.
Okay, so you should be able to order a class without having a membership.
Uh-huh. Yep. I did that. I ordered a class without having a membership. I ordered a single class. But I'm telling you, there's no record of it.
Yes,
and
ma'am. Okay.
I haven't gotten any kind of confirmation from y'all.
Okay, so I see the one class that you ordered. You ordered Cross Stitch Basics and Beyond.
Say again?
You ordered the class Cross Stitch Basics and Beyond.
Uh-huh, back in August of 2020. That pops up. The new class I've tried to order does not pop up, and I have no confirmation or anything.
Okay, so what is the new class name that you're trying to order?
Say again?
What is the class name that you're trying to order?
It's Bread Making with Zoe Francois. I think it's Artisan Bread.
One second. Let me type this.
Let me look back and see.
Is it called Artisan Bread Making?
That's Artisan Bread Making. And the instructor is Zoe FRANCOIS.
Okay, let me find his name. I see one with Peter Reinhardt. Give me just
nope, not him. Just a minute, let me see.
Okay, spell out that person's name.
G-O-E.
Z-O-E.
F-R-A-N-C-O-I-S. Let me see if I can come across it here. Let me go through and be sure we get the right class. Still looking. Sorry, I'm taking so long. Let me look. I want to be sure I get the right class. It's several pages over, evidently. Everything but. Artisan bread in minutes.
In minutes. Okay. Artisan bread
in minutes.
M-I-N-U-T-E-S. Okay. And how do the picture look when you click on it?
How does what?
How does the picture look when you click on it?
When I click on it? Okay, let me click on it. It's a woman holding bread in her hand.
Okay, so we do have the right one. Her name is Zoe. Okay. And you want to purchase this class, correct? Okay. It should give you the option to purchase this class.
Well, what happened to the other class that I? What happened to the other?
It don't show
card,
that you.
What happened to the other credit card number?
Okay,
that's my question.
Okay, so that's the thing. It shows in your cart that you was trying to gift products. It says gift products has been added to your cart based on your cart contents.
Wait, now say again. I didn't understand you.
It says gift products has been added to your cart based on your cart contents. So now you have two things in your cart, and that's what it. That's what it.
You can
most
you like. Can see you can see my cart.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Did you put in your cart paper flowers?
No.
And
nope.
See, that's what's inside your cart. So we're going to delete that.
But why can't I see that? You're not helping me. I want to be able to see what I'm doing. So should I see? I'm on now, and it doesn't show anything in my cart.
Okay, so can you click
I'm on
your?
I'm on under Georgia Tech 6 at AOL with the same password that I've used, and I show nothing in my cart.
Okay, can you click on your name?
Hold on a minute. Okay, account dashboard, my content, membership, my orders. When I click under my orders, once again, it only shows me that order that I placed in August of last year. And it shows nothing. Oh, there's my cart, and it shows two things in it. Let me look on that. Let me click on my cart. No, paper flowers. Nope, I don't want that. Just a second.
Okay, so you don't have to delete it because it's saying that once you, we have a thing going on. When you purchase a class, you get this paper flowers class for free. It's totally free.
Okay. All right.
So now we've got
the artisan bread, and I can proceed to check out.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What happened to my other credit card number? What happened to my other other credit card?
If it logs you out, it the credit card will go away as well. You will have to re-put all the information in. I can assist you over the phone if you like.
Say again?
If you would like for me to assist you over the phone, I can check you out over the phone.
No, but you're not assisting me. I'm trying to find out. Am I going to get billed twice? Are they going to use this new credit card number, or what happened to the old credit card number? You think it's safe for me now to give one credit card?
Okay, you can check yourself out. That's fine.
No, you're not answering my question. Thank you very much.